The most important mental game is the one nobody sees. Masters Week at Augusta National is, for golfers, the annual proving ground of nerve. But this week's most instructive mental performance story didn't happen at the 12th hole. It happened in Tuscany, in a recruiting office, on Substack, and inside a podcast studio. The patterns are worth tracking regardless of which sport you train. Augusta's mental lesson: trust over analysis. With the Masters 2026 underway, every credible golf coach in the influencer landscape is pointing at the same concept: train versus trust. The framework traces back to Dr. Bob Rotella, who reinforces this with his three-phase pre-shot framework: plan, rehearse, engage. The insight is structural. The engagement phase demands deliberate commitment, not more analysis. You've planned. Now execute without interference from your analytical brain. Dr. Gio Valiante is running a parallel frame through his covers the full framework. Dr. Izzy Justice adds the neurolayer. His 10 Hertz Green State thesis, grounded in 18,000-plus live EEG scans. And the picture completes itself. The golfers performing at Augusta this week aren't thinking harder. They're thinking less and better. For the full neuroscience of why this happens, see the neuroscience of choking. Champions don't think their way to the shot. They trust their way to it. Dr. Bob Rotella, Dow Walter, and the art of the pivot. If golf is teaching trust this week, ultra running is teaching adaptability. Courtney Dowalter's Tenerife race was canceled. Most recreational athletes would fold the trip, regroup, and move the training block forward. Dowalter entered the what Goggins and the Barkley keep teaching. David Goggins attempted the 2026 Barkley Marathons, and his application letter went viral before the race started. I'm not writing this letter to ask for your permission. I'm writing to let you know I'm coming. Thea this week, and it's among her most actionable. Her framework: identify the limiting belief, question its evidence base, reframe it, respond with a chosen cue or action. Not positive thinking theater, a structured cognitive protocol that maps directly to how athletes build self-talk habits under pressure. What's notable is how many athletes carry limiting beliefs that are functionally invisible. They present as just being realistic rather than as performance ceilings. The ceiling is almost never physical first. Sally McRae makes the same point from a different angle. Her Substack piece, which drew 100-plus reactions, reflects on being the sole athlete who stayed through Nike's entire trail program over a decade. Her explanation for why she stayed when others left: she decided, early and repeatedly, that she was someone who stays. That's not talent. That's an identity-level mental structure that most athletes never build deliberately. Dr. Nate Zinser's: confidence isn't something you find. It's something you build. And the building is the training. Dr. Nate Zinser. The signal this week: from Augusta to Tuscany to Flagstaff, the mental performance signals this week point in one direction. Elite athletes have built cognitive infrastructure that doesn't break when conditions change. They trust their preparation. They adapt without drama. They choose hard things voluntarily, and they show up again the following week. That's a trainable skill set, a set of deliberate practices that, repeated consistently, produce execution under variable conditions. The field is giving us a live demonstration this week. The question is whether your mental training is systematic enough to build the same foundation before your next race, round, or match. Start building. Build a pre-round routine for golf. A 4-week mental training plan for runners. The 5-minute mental warm-up for any sport.